anything else on the budget then, or do you want to move on to Zion's public park?
Just, I want to be on record to say, I have concerns with regards, especially with repairs to existing infrastructure and making sure that we can handle that. I realize that all the fancy stuff, the new stuff's up on top. I just want to make sure that we're treating the district fairly, and I'll trust you, Paul, that we have enough at $45,000.
I don't think he feels like there is enough, but.
I'm with you on that. I'm with both of you on that. And then the second point is by not listing out a projected rate, why we can only approve those once a year, is you have a lot of empirical knowledge that needs to be transferred. And we know that you've made a statement with regards to transition. I just have concerned that all those pieces with regards to this are part of that transition piece to make sure that it's, mm-hmm. Where it needs to be. So hear that as a compliment woven into that concern.
Okay, yes. Obviously, I'll say from a personal standpoint, I think you know, and if you don't know, I'll say it. I am vested in this, I take this personally, what's going on, and spend a lot of time getting my arms around it, and I still learn something every day. I mean, I'll tell you right now, there are two things, one in the sewer, one in the area, one in the water that I'm aware of. Aside from the new system, the new well and the new water line up to Canyon, when you get up to water pump station number 3, which is now inactive, it's a big ugly room, we've got some real funky plumbing going on in there. We have a meter and a pressure regulator for the apartment complexes to the west inside that building. That's what happens when it's a private company. I want that evacuated. I want it in a separate meter vault. I want them to have their own pressure regulators in their building, not in a common area that the district owns that could be considered our liability. So that's one thing that I want to get done when the weather breaks, so there's one legacy thing. Next legacy thing, I went down to there's a block building. As you go down through the S-curves and you start heading down the canyon, it's a red brick building off on the right-hand side as you're going down the canyon, or on the left as you come up. The newest, best-looking building alongside the road that there is. That is a sewer grinder pump that's so old that every time the power goes out, we wonder if the switching gear will allow it to start again. I've determined that we don't need that, so I've abandoned it. We're going to turn it off, let the crap flow down the hill. But it goes through this building, and there's a measuring flume inside, so they flatten the slope of the sewer. So it is the most gunky, ugly, stinky interior you could ever walk into. Just raw sewage laying inside those troughs, open. So, because of the operation that doesn't need to go on, I want to put a bypass sewer around that, concrete that floor in. It'll make a nice storage room for the district. There's the second legacy thing. So there's a sewer and a water improvement. There goes a good portion of those two funds right there to do that. But it'll be necessary to have the capacity to adequately serve the original district and on the sewer side to service the new area, because I want to also push more flow down through the sewer system than I'm going to surcharge the sewer, in other words. We're going to put a little head on it, force more stuff through it. Well, it'll end up piling up inside that building if I don't bypass that building somehow. So those are, and that pretty well, that does it. I think as far as the lift stations down in the lower valley, 2 and 3, the ones that are giving us grief and just about ready to fail, the state says they have loan money, the sewer side of the state.
At 0%.
And we'll go after that. I don't know if I can get 0 on them from this group, but we'll get some low rate of interest and, do the stations upright as they should be, remodel them. So, yes, I agree with you, and yes, there's legacy information, and yes, I intend to work with the district on more of an engineering basis. We need a full-time manager. That's all there is to it. There's just too much going on for us, you know, for a part-time guy to handle. Just too much. In terms of regulatory stuff alone, there's too much. And so that's, and it's time for me to move on, frankly. So, there you have it. So I think, Mr. Chairman, what we need at some point, I guess the appropriate time is a motion and that stuff.
Well, where are we?
Let's keep on going with the rate.
Yeah, okay.
Rate analysis.
And then we can talk about some of those replacement issues
after that as part. I've talked to you about item number 10. You see the Zions proposal on under tab 10 in terms of the IFFP 24360 is the proposal to get this impact fee study done. Rachel and her father-in-law will dance on the table when we get that done. They'll breathe easy and sleep well, at least on that portion. The annexation, number 11. It's necessary, as Rachel indicated, for us to prepare a formal local entity plat. It's a plat. You saw the one that Summit did. We have to do a similar fashion, and our surveyor has done more of these in the last year than you can imagine. You know, in Salt Lake County for the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, straightening their boundaries out. So we know what we're talking about here, is what I'm saying. So there's that request for $4,000 to do that. And then, of course, the last thing is I think I've talked to each of you individually, you know, and I'll say for the record, Summit wired $20,000 to us late Friday when I was starting to blow a gasket. Lo and behold, here comes the money. And I didn't say a word to anybody other than I blew a gasket internally.
And it reverberated through the universe.
Yeah, it must have. They felt it. But they still, on that invoice, they still owe us $104, plus there's the current month's charges too, aren't there?
Yeah.
Which is about how much?
Oh, well, if you include Summit and all of the lots, you're talking a total of about, I think I figured it, $148.
Still?
That was the total after everything.
Okay.
No, that was before the 20. So
it's still 100.
About 150.
128 now.
Yeah.
Well, they paid 20.
They paid 20, so take that off.
And obviously, we got to have that money because, you know, all these vouchers, these warrants are based upon us having operating capital. So that's a big red problem.
So that's my...
Well,
go ahead.
It is a problem. Okay, I found out about it 3 weeks ago. Paul notified me that they were significantly in the rears on their accounts receivable about 3 weeks ago. And I've spoken to Don Guerra, as has Paul, and they've got a cash flow problem, a self-admitted cash flow problem, which shouldn't be our problem. There's no other way to say it. So where are we? They owe us 120-something. They gave us 20. I believe as a district that we need to consider implementing a policy, which we can do, that when we entertain basically loaning developers monies, we're paying for consultative services that they're availing themselves of on an ongoing basis and counting on them to pay us back. Okay, well, the they pay us back part isn't happening in a timely fashion. We enter into contracts on reimbursement for water being trucked. They don't pay us back in a timely fashion. We need to escrow anything we do up front. If this doesn't teach us that lesson, what's it going to take here? Our budget is at risk. Our cash flow is at risk because of a private developer who has cash flow problems. That shouldn't be our problem. And so whatever sort of policy, Paul, that you want to try and put together, I'd be happy to work with you to make sure that we can bring it to the board. But I want these monies upfront escrowed. I want them to maintain a constant balance. And this is not just Summit. Anybody that comes to us with a multi-unit development, anybody that comes to us with some sort of partnership, if you will, that we want to participate in. We can't be their checking account. And Paul, if you would be willing to put that on your administrative legacy list, I think that's I think we fell short on letting this get this far with these guys.
Well, I hope the cash flow problem isn't. I hope they weren't waiting for snow. Because that's not going to.
Does that make sense, Paul? I mean, are your thoughts on this whole thing? I mean, how do we get around this in the future?
I'm going to engage Rachel in this conversation just a little bit. Obviously. Aside from the $65,000 on the Bloomington Well issue, the rest are monthly charges, you know, connected, non-connected, water use charges. So, as you were speaking, I love what you're saying, but as you were speaking, I'm thinking, all right, there's a component of equity here. What we do for this goose, we better do for the other gander. In terms of any other customer that acts out that doesn't pay their bill, that's the only thought I have. And I don't. What would you add? Anything to that, Rachel?
Are you talking when you say other customers? Are you talking other big?
I'm talking about all of this is hinging. This isn't anything special. This is water use, water and sewer use, water and sewer non-connected fees. That they haven't paid for months. And so it's not any different than Bob not paying his water and sewer fee for months. I wonder, can I differentiate is what I'm asking.
The differentiation is just, in my mind, that on the smaller developments, you don't have to go hire these consultants, right? I mean, on a single or a...
Yeah.
Or a double or whatever, but when you have a big one, then that's another.
Well, we may have to in the future if we're constrained with the ability to deliver water from overreach contracts we have with Summit on Kobe, for example. I mean, who's to say?
Right.
But I don't think we should allow ourselves to be put in this position. Mm-hmm. I think.
Be proactive about it.
And you're not just talking non-connect fees, you're talking reimbursements for.
Yeah.
Don Barnett,
the other stuff.
Whatever stuff
which
that
is
you.
Also different.
Which is part of this
$140,000,
isn't
right?
It?
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, and see, I'm throwing a little bit of Fabian's bill on there too when they're reviewing contracts relative to this. So, from that standpoint, 100% with you, and we can do that, and I agree we should.
Point of clarification, wasn't it $124,000? Now I'm hearing $140,000.
It was $148,000 minus the
$20,000. Right.
What happened is, it's been quick math. Let me slow it down again, try this again. As of the first of, or the end of November, it was $124,000 and pennies, okay? They paid 20 of that, so they're down to 104. But since then, in December, we have billed them.
Rebuild.
Billed them additional for additional charges of, I'm going to say, $20,000. $5,400 for the manager, you know, number of things. So it's back up to 128 now, is, you know, so there's the subtract and then there's the add. But I agree, and I would also submit, and of course you'll see in the budget, you know, the water engineer rate there, that the allocation we have in the budget is only $15,000 for Barnett, because I had planned on a reimbursable being up in the income column, so that it would be more than that for Don. But we're going to have to agree to all of that in advance
and
with those boys.
The 30 that's budgeted for engineering, that. A portion of that could very likely be related to Summit endeavors as well.
Could, yeah.
So let's just get a policy
we
and just not get burned like this anymore.
The problem is that you don't know exactly what those things are going to cost up front, so it's hard to escrow, you know, what Don Barnett may bill you. But we have to take a stab at it somehow.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can come up with some sort of number that's...
And just make them keep it current.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be exact, but the point is... If you don't pay, we have that.
So I think it's a good idea to take a stab at a policy, Bob. I think
and I've reread that water usage contract for hauling water, and there's a 1.5% monthly surcharge that's applicable. The most recent one I had, I didn't see anything about the escrow amounts.
I didn't either, unfortunately.
But there's a 1.5% monthly charge. Carrie needs to see that. We need to add that on, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
I mean, when we spend money to enter into agreements and can't get compliance on simple they pay for stuff they agree to pay, I mean, what are we doing?
I think that one, the $20,000 was probably or should have been applied to the oldest amount on the books. How far, what's the, are they 60 days or more? Are they 90 days or more on some of it?
60 to 90, right? That's the AR.
Yeah, the lots go back to August, and because they're billed individually per, you know, per phase or whatever. The biggest bill, like you said, is the water in Bloomington Well. But the lots actually go all the way back to August. And lots, I mean, you know, you can lien, you can do whatever. They've been getting, each one of those lots has been getting their finance charge every month. That has been done. The only thing that hasn't been getting anything finance charged was the Bloomington until we went over this. But those lots every month have that finance charge on
it.
And they have since September. So they're added into those fees.
That's great, and that's prudent. But I, again, at what point do we move further with this? Then we can't. The policy's great, but I'm concerned about our financial.
Doesn't necessarily help this situation.
What would you do if I didn't pay my water bill between August and right now? Would I have a lien on my property?
You would have a lien on your property after 90. The policy states that we have right now, or the rules and regs is, you've got 90 days. The letter goes out within 30 days. The lien automatically goes on. There's a $100 fee for the lien, and there's $20 fees for administrative, plus all the fees, any extra fees that are applied to that. The letter goes out after 90. After that, it's an automatic lien.
And we do that with everyone.
I've got a list of every lien that's been placed and every letter that's gone out.
So it doesn't. That process is no respecter to person or organization.
Nope. 90 days, the letter goes out. 30 days after that.
But we haven't done it on the summit property.
No, we haven't done it on the summit because
we haven't been following.
Fees have been paid, but we didn't do that because I didn't personally, and it's probably my fault, but because of the transition, I was told that everything was sitting at the auditor's office because of the, that's the stories that I was getting. The fees are applicable. I've been putting those on there, but there has not been any liens. So the liens themselves I could very easily put on. The fees are already on there.
I believe in a fair policy across all customer groups and a consistent policy. And what's good for me if I run into cash flow problems has to be good for a big developer.
Absolutely. Got some carolers out there.
So I think you need to do what you normally would do with these policies. What do you think, Paul?
Just get Bob Cratchit to take care of all of them.
Sorry, I got a picture of this.
So let's recess for just a moment then, can we?